Hi everyone, welcome back to Heaven Land Devotions, the Little Green Pasture. God bless you. Well, as usual, I like to get started right away. I don't like to miss out on anything. And you know when you have an unction of the Holy Ghost, you don't want to waste a minute of His time. So I must decrease that He would increase. I'm going to pray now. Dearest Lord Jesus, I humbly bow before you and I worship you. I humbly worship you and I thank you, for you have been so good to me. You have been so good to all in giving us everything, especially your own life. And I'm not here for any other reason but that, Lord, you have drawn me with cords, with bands of love, and I can't help it but follow after you. So today, I ask you to go before me and to give me everything that I would need for this message. I pray for nothing short, nothing less than that, Lord, you would make me a riverbed of your life. Let yourself flow out through me. And for them that are thirsty, you say, come and drink freely of the river of water of life. Oh, thank you, oh giver, oh great giver of life. And now I commit all to you. In Jesus' name, amen. My last message I spoke to all of you about was from Psalm chapter 5. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. Have you ever had God show you something directly, something that comes out of the page, a page of the Bible, and it leaps into your eyes? And it's alive. But he's not through with you yet. He continues to add more and to add more. And isn't that just like him? There's no end of him. He's the ceaseless flowing river of life. The river of God is full of water. It says of the Lord, and we know it's him in Psalm 110. It says, for he shall drink of the brook in the way. What a beautiful picture of quenched thirst in battle. Amen. So it's only been, I think this is like 3 days since I put out my last video. You know, I'll tell you, I have found that if we just remain quiet and listen more, he's not always done with lessons that he's giving us or things he wants to show us. We need to learn to become more quiet and calm down. And there's, I know, a lot of things in people's lives that say, well, Joan, I can't calm down. There's so much to do. Or I have so many children, or I have things. Yes, this is true. But I also believe that he can give you what you need to be with him. I know this because he's done it for me often. So many times in my life where I had no time to give him. But in prayer, I said, I have nothing, I have no time to give. So much is demanded of me. I said, you're going to have to give me the space and time. And do you know, he answered that every time. He gave to me what I could not give or provide for myself, because he wanted me to be with him. And I learned that early on. And sometimes I still have to pray that God will give things to me. And so I'm just going to speak freely. And I have some scriptures I want to read that came to my mind. I really don't need to read them because they're inside of me. But it was a couple of days ago and I was in this prayer and I was praying. I was praying about a lot of people, a lot of things that to me I say they need prayer, this needs prayer. And I've been doing this for a long time. Like, and I notice that I add one more thing and one more thing and one more thing, because I don't want to say no to anybody when they ask me. And I'm sure you've experienced that. Like, you don't want to say no to, like, why would you anyway? Like, would you know somebody's in need of prayer? What do? You say yes. And then there's times where I have gotten such a bulk of so much prayers that I will spend and be spent, so to speak, in offering up so many prayers to the Lord. And I know many of you know what that feels like, because we see need and we know that the people know it. And so let me pause right here, because I want to say this. Everything from this point forward that I will say to you may not be for you. Maybe it will be for you later. Maybe it's something the Lord wants you to hear and to think about. But, and it's a somewhat of a mature message, but I always say to myself, yes, but all those that are, those of us that are mature, let's not forget that God can take a hold of a young one and put in him what he wants right away for the purpose and the calling he has for that life. So many, all of us that are older should never think, and I know many of you don't, because if you're older like me, and many of you are older than me, we're happy to let the younger ones do the fast running and to climb those mountains. But praise the Lord, we want to just be good children to God, and in every sense of what that means, to always be the children of God, be a child, but also too, at the same time, be adult and mature, because Christ always is increasing us in the increase of God. And so as I was praying over the last 3 days since the last prayer, I noticed that all my prayers just seemed to be like as if I was throwing confetti in the air. And I didn't like how it felt. So the next day, I kept pushing it. Then the next day, which was yesterday, I was pushing it. And I stopped. I just stopped. And I just got quiet before him. And I said, Lord, I felt like I heard something in me say, is this what you want to do for the rest of your time in service to me? And it just stopped me in my tracks. You know, I thought, no, I don't just want to be a mouth that's speaking words and naming people's names and trying to keep up with so much. And you know, when he speaks to you, there's so much more in it. It's not like me speaking and you hear a sound, but there is so much more in it. And there's understanding into deeper things. And I said, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. I want to stop. And there was a part of me that felt afraid. Like I said, because, you know, the Lord knows my heart. He knows our heart. I thought, what if I wanted to just roll everything on you, Lord? What if that's what I wanted to do? Maybe that's what you're asking me to do. But yet I've taken it upon my own self to take all these prayers in hand and to keep coming and to keep coming and to keep coming. And every time I do that, I'm inching you out until I can't even get a sense of what you want me to pray for. And I really thought about this because I knew God was dealing with me. And I thought, there is a fear. There is a fear of letting people down. And there's a fear of not keeping my word. And then there's this awful feeling that I have where I get so many prayer requests. And then I'm just being honest. In my heart, when I'm telling people, yes, I'll do it, if I mostly I'll say, can I pray for you right now? that is not always possible. And sometimes I just don't have time, even on emails. Like I'm doing a whole lot, right? And this is the whole point about this busyness, about what we're doing in the work of the Lord. What are we really doing? And we're giving so much, giving so much, giving so much. And this is what the entire thing I'm going to speak about today is that I do what I do because I love what I do. I have unction. I am spring loaded in the Lord. And sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm tired just like you, but I come alive when the Spirit comes in and I'm in His Word and I'm eating it and I'm drinking it and I'm praying, Lord. And many times I'm praying, Lord, give me a message and there's nothing. But you know, I want to break right here to say this. Whenever I have read in the Bible where people have started to go away from the Lord, a people group, we'll talk about the Israelites, and he gave them, you know, these olive yards and vineyards and lands and all these things. And but later on in the Bible, we read that he started to send a drought to them. Sometimes he would let it rain here, but not there. And then he would cause a drought here, but not there. Or sometimes he would cause pestilences and all these things. But I want to talk about a drought, just like Elijah when he was by the brook Kerith. And he was there for a while, and there was a famine, and he was being fed by a crow, bread in the morning and a piece of meat at night, until little by little the brook started drying up and he had to move on. The food stopped coming little by little. And that's what I was sensing, is that little by little, I was so, he was showing me, I'm just going to say it, that I was really out of his way. Like I'm saying, this is me just sharing what he's showing me. And if it speaks to you, let it speak to you. But I think this is what fellowship is all about. It's about being open and honest one with another. Haven't we all had it with fake covers and people saying proper sounding Christian things? I don't like that kind of fellowship, and I never want to be that with you guys. I would rather be my total self and open to you so that living waters will flow from me, and hardness of heart will break in you as well as my own hardness of heart. And I saw this kind of fear came over me, like, Lord, I've told these people I'd pray. I said I'd pray for this. I've committed to this. But as I said that, have you ever done this? While you're speaking, he is answering. And it was an understanding of by the Spirit comes in. And it was as if he was saying to me, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, but as if, because I could hear within that he was saying to me, you're doing all this prayer work, but you're not praying about anything that I have for you to pray. You haven't asked me anything. You're coming to me to give me prayer, to give me all these things. But it's the other way around. It's I'm the giver. And you know, I just sat there flat. That very day, there was a friend of mine who was in desperate need. She didn't have any money left. She needed food, money for food. She needed help. And so my husband and I, we went to the Lord and we prayed about it. And so, I mean, and we're people that just live week to week. And you know what? We said, let's give her this X amount. And listen, it was a lot for us, but you know what? It's like a spring of love, and the wealth of Christ opened up within us. And it felt like it, nothing mattered in the whole world, but to give this amount. And you know what? I didn't even care what it, anything. It was like the Spirit of God's love came up within me, a wellspring of life. And then it was like something snapped inside of me and opened up, and I began to hear over the last 24 hours that it's God is not doesn't yes, there's all these scriptures. I'm not going to get into trying to, I guess I do that sometimes because I don't want to be misunderstood. And I guess there's people that misunderstand and they write to me and they say, well, that's not what God means. I know what God means. Believe me, I've been studying the Bible for over 40 years. I know what God says about giving. I understand that. But this is not what we can give to Him. This message is about how much He wants to give to us. But in all of our doings and our workings to Him, we don't realize that we have created a barrier between us and God because all these things that we're praying about. Let me share something. Many years ago, and I think this is like probably in the early 2000s, and I started praying about something. Then something else came, something else came. And I really was in it. I was like, no, I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. And next thing you know, I was praying for like 20 people. And next, and I mean, and people, for whatever reason, as always, people were just maybe mentioning things to me. And I started adding names to the list and their problems to the list. And next thing you know, I had a notebook and I'm writing what they needed and whose son's cousin needed tires and who needed to pass a final and who needed a operation. And next thing you know, I was probably close to 3 weeks into it, and I felt the bottom drop out, and I hated the way I felt because I was condemning myself, and I was saying to myself, and I was stressed out, and all joy left me. That communion, that union with Jesus Christ departed from me. And I just stopped, and I was sitting there exhausted. I didn't have it, and it wasn't even prayer anymore. It was just my mouth moving. And I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, I heard him. He said, you have been praying about so many things that you've been praying about nothing. Remember, this was for me. Keep in mind, and I'm going to remind you through this message, that this was spoken to me. If you get something from it and Jesus speaks to you, then he that hath ears, let him hear. And yesterday I realized after 12, like an entire day, like a whole day and through the night, I was given understanding. I was like the table flipped. And I realized that God wants to give more than we are letting him. And our workings and our doings and our services and our prayers and all these things, we get so transfixed on that that a fear comes over us. Oh no, I said I would. Oh, I said I had this commitment. And yet we've committed all to the people around us, but we have never stopped to think we are God's servants. We never really ask him when you think about it, Lord, what do you say? What do you want me to pray? Because I will tell you, in all the years of prayer, and I know I have God's heart on this because I've lived it, and I will never speak about anything I have not experienced and I have not tasted first and come out of and haven't gone through it. So I know that what I'm saying is true. And you know what? The enemy is more than great happy in his evil sort of way to pile on the saints more than they can handle what Jesus is never asking them to do. Now, this message is not about, I mean, I can give you advice. If you start getting overloaded with people asking, you can do that. You can say, I will. You know what? Here's what I say. And it really is. It's not an out. What I'm saying to you is never an out. This is service talk. This is business. And this is true. In most cases, when people ask me to pray, most cases, I'd say 95% of the time, unless it's an emergency, I'll say, as the Lord leads me, as he leads me in my heart, yes. And many times, most of the time he does. He'll bring it to my memory. And you know what? We have to realize that what we're praying and how we're praying and our prayer style and when we pray, all this, it's just us. Because you can think a thought in prayer. You could pray all day long. You could be talking to Jesus all day long. You have the spirit of prayer, just like Jesus did. So let me go on. I thought about this scripture. It's in Psalm 104, 28, 30. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. And you know, I kept thinking about that scripture, that thou givest them, they gather. And you know, I started to feel this joy entering into my heart. Because like that money that we gave to our beautiful sister, I felt like the Lord saying to me, that I gave, you gave. Everything that we give or that we have is given to us. Listen to these all power claims. I want to talk about these all power claims. Satan says to Jesus, all this power, keep in mind those words, all this power will I give thee and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Look at all those eyes. Notice, but Jesus says in Matthew 28, 18, he says, after, this is the last words we know that he says, this is in Matthew, the final words, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye. He says, go ye, and there's more, but I like that, go ye. See, Satan doesn't say he has all power. He says all this power. He says, will I give thee and the glory of them, for that's delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. See, Satan is a giver too. Satan's more than happy to get involved in your life and in the things that you're doing, even for the Lord. Because you see, Jesus never gives you a load too hard to carry. Jesus never does anything. He says, if you will follow me, if you will be my disciples, if ye do this thing. And Jesus says, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye. Satan has power. And he does have power to give. But there is a high cost to it. And we got to be careful as believers who wants to give us things. And, you know, we see all these scriptures about giving. You know, and the main thing is always, when people think about giving, I think something happens to them. They go into shock because the first thing they think about is money. Money, 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 money. Do you know something? Jesus says everything under the whole heaven is his. And he knows what to give to each one of his people. And there's so much damage that has been done because the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, we need money to live, but this is not what this is about. This is not at all what it's about. It's about what he wants to give. And I believe I know what I've been hearing from him. He wants to give to you. Listen to this. Listen to what he says he owns. The heavens are thine, and the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Another place it says, for who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. It says in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And then he claims this in Psalm 40, 6 through 8. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. In Job 12, 10, it says, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. In Psalm 95, 5, it says, the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. You see, he's not in need of anything from us. We need from him. And he wants to give us things, but we have to let go of our ways of doing things. And some people might say, and it's hard, because you see, we develop prayer habits or service habits and work habits for the Lord, okay? And so when the Lord comes around, everyone, and it's a long time, he'll come back around and he'll shatter it. He will shatter it, and we will not like it, because we will be afraid. But what would happen if I stopped praying for them? What would happen if I missed a day for that? And then it goes to show where we're misshapen. Because as servants of Jesus Christ, we have to come empty, with empty hands, and say, Lord, what sayest thou? Command ye me this day. And every day, I decided, no, okay, Lord, because I did go through some of that. Now, I didn't get from him that he was prohibiting me. There was no prohibition. There was no from now ons. But it was, there's things I want to do through you. There's prayers I want you to pray that I want to answer. And I keep thinking about this over the last couple of months when Saul's father, King Saul from the Old Testament, when his father Kish, he had some asses that got loose and they ran away. And so Kish told his son Saul, I want you to go look for the asses. And so Saul took off with a servant, and they went looking everywhere and they couldn't find him. And then there was a moment that Saul went to see Samuel. Somebody said to him, you should go see Samuel. He's in town. He's a prophet. He could tell you. And so Saul went and he brought a little offering. And the first thing Samuel said to Saul, thy father's asses have been returned 3 days ago. And I've been thinking about that. In other words, don't worry about it, Joni. All the things that you're lifting up and praying every single day, Kish's asses are at home. You have a meeting with Samuel. In this case, Christ. And are you ready to do that? Are you ready to trust the Lord and to say, I roll it all off onto him? Because see, it's so easy to say the words that Paul said. I believe it's in 2 Timothy 1:11, I think. For I know whom I have believed in and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And I thought, you know what? I've said that so many times. But you know what? I kind of said it maybe for meaning of something a little here or a little something there. But that's not the service Christ wants anymore from me. And one day he's going to speak to you too, because he has private meetings with all his people, because everybody is growing acre by acre, degree by degree, and stage by stage. And so what I'm saying to you as an older believer, and there's some that are older than me, and I listen to you, by the way, is I look at my life and I say, what am I going to do with my life? Look what I've done with it. I've made a million and one mistakes. I've done so many terrible things. I have been awful. And then I say to myself, why reserve anything for yourself anymore? You have a little bit left to go, and then you're going home to heaven. And I said, Lord, I want it all. give unto me as thou willest. You know, that's not a thing that you say overnight. And when you surrender your life to the Lord, you don't do it in 1 hour. It takes time to do that. You know, I love what it says here in Psalm 59 through 15. I will take no bullock out of your house, thy house, nor he goats out of thy fields. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. You see, those of you who are watching, wherever you are, you're alive because he's giving you life. You're breathing because he gives you to breathe. Your heart is beating because he's causing your heart to beat. He's giving you life. Everything you have, car you drive, clothes you wear, your loved ones, all of it, he gives. It turns the tables around and we see, Lord, I want what you have to give me. And it's not this postmodern, I want the big house. Oh, Lord, by the way, I'd love a better car. I mean, some of you need a better car and there are legitimate things to ask for him to give you. Believe me, I know. I grew up not having any money. And I can honestly tell you what thou he gavest, I gathered. And he knew what I wanted even before I asked him. That when I asked him, it wasn't just that I had to really ask him. It was because the Father and the Son were so happy to see me and to hear from me. My voice. See, look, offer unto me thanksgiving. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. And then when you're in trouble, there's a day you're in trouble, call upon me. I'll give you deliverance. I'll deliver you. This is not about, well, I've prayed and he didn't do that. That's not what this is about today. I'm directing all your attention off of yourself to look to him to say, Lord, here I am. What do you want to do? What do you want to give me in service to you? And I don't care what you do. Like I said in my last video, whether you're changing diapers or pushing a broom, or you're an executive in a corner office. Do you ever stop to think that doing so much has put distance between you and God? And all the things you think you're doing for God, you're really doing nothing at all? Maybe. May want to think about that. I think about what John the Baptist said to the Pharisees when they came to him and said, Who is it that gave thee this power? And he said, I would have no power at all, except it were first given to me from above. Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, when Pontius Pilate said, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it be given to thee from above. See, Satan has things to give you, but they're from hell. And he doesn't say, go ye. See, notice how he demands, this is what I will give you. He's giving you corruption. He's giving you, see, I like the scripture in Proverbs that says, eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye. Desire not his dainty meats, lest thou eat them and thou vomit it out and lose thy sweet words. You see, don't desire anything that this world sees. Look at how everybody is running after corruptible things. Think about the people that wanted all the power and glory. Instead, we're to glorify him. See, glory, we give it as give unto him glory and strength. Give unto him the glory due unto his name. You see, if we give anything to God, or if we give something away, it was his first to give through you, because nothing is yours. And even the wicked and all the things that they have, and their big houses and their cars and their big accounts and their expensive clothes, you know what? They're unsaved. They're spiritually dead. And all those things, whose things will those be that there's the soul being required in death? They will enter into eternity empty and never entering into heaven. And I believe with all my heart, God gives the ability. I think of what it says when David said in 1 Chronicles 29:14, and it was his last address to Israel, and he said, "But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." In other words, for who has first given unto him that he should repay him? I think of what it says in Romans chapter 11, "Oh, the depths of his riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Or who hath been his counselor? For of him and through him and to him are all things. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Ours is to give an offering of thanksgiving, to come into his courts with praise. And let me say one more thing. Look at Judas's end. Look what he said to the Pharisees. "What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you." And he was given 30 pieces of silver. What will you give me? You see, we got to be careful and think about what it means about giving. See, this postmodern world is tithing, 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 tithing. And you have giving power all around you every single day. Think about the wealth that you have within you by the life of Jesus Christ. And I pray to God for you that God turned your life into a riverbed of the very life of Jesus Christ until you don't even recognize yourself anymore. And those that know you don't even recognize you anymore. They'll say, "Who is this?" Like the blind man. "We knew he was blind, but who is this?" That's what people want to see about you. Because I'll tell you something, we are water wheels of the Lord. And the more we give, and I don't mean money, if that's what you want to do, do it. But give yourself away, because the more you give yourself away, you break open that rocky heart of yours. And God strikes that rock of your heart, and the waters, his living waters, will gush forth into the wilderness of this world, into many streams and tributaries that never end. Because you see, the word of God is alive, it is active, it is quick and active, and it is a stream of life forever and ever. So the more you hold on, and especially unforgiveness, forgive, let it go. Anything that's holding you, you don't want to be controlled by it. Let it go. Let it go back to the enemy that belongs to him. And when you do this, the love of God will constrain you. Don't you always go around saying, "Lord, fill me full of your love"? Look, there's a lot of issues out there. Like, you want me to forgive somebody that did such and such to that person? You know what? That's between them and the Lord, and the extremity of that sin that was violated against that person. There is a God that judges, and there is a God that has comfort for you. There is a God, because I think those people have been so deeply wounded. It's not that they won't forgive, and yes, they won't, but because they're so deeply wounded, let us remember, pray for them, that God heals them, and God will heal them. Answer is for prayer. prayer is for answer. Don't let yourself be stopped up with all your own prayers and all your own workings that you think, I'm going to do this from now on. Anytime you start doing this, well, from now on, you have decided on the behalf of your own self. Who go with the warfare at his own charges? I don't want to go warfaring at my own charge. I don't want to step a foot out of the bed. And anytime I do, I realize, I say to myself, thank you, Lord. Though my back is aching, thank you that I can walk across the room, that I can go and speak to you. Amen. I want to share one last thing with you. I was in the Bible today and I was looking something up and I came across something that I had totally forgotten that I wrote a long time ago. Well, it was a year ago in April, but I didn't know it. And I wrote it down and I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to go. Today in prayer, I poured out my heart to the Lord. I prayed to him about what I have not wanted to say, thinking out of fear that I might sound unthankful to him for all the years of service, rather the last 5 years. I explained to him that I even wondered if all I have ever done, ever amounted to anything, that I had felt ready if perhaps he was done with me. I said it from the truest, most honest place of my whole heart. I added many more words pertaining to it. After a while, and moments later, I heard him in my heart say to me, "It is not so much what you have done or ever done. I wasn't looking at that. I am not so much interested in your work, but your faithfulness. Faithfulness is more than the work. I look for faithfulness, not the work. It means more to me than anything you have ever done." God bless you.